Well, good morning. Looks like everybody has pretty much had their coffee and in place. Welcome to the Genie Engineering Conference number 4, and this is Miami for those of you who are glued to your computers. This is the 4th in a series that will be taking place about every 4 months. For those of you who are planning ahead, the next one is in Seattle, Washington. And thanks to Tom Anderson, who is arranging that, and the one after that in Salt Lake City. These meetings are open to everybody who shows up and who can fit in the room. And we have them planned out for about the next year, or maybe slightly more than a year, but we're always looking for people who would like to host subsequent engineering conferences. So if you're interested, your campus, please come talk to me. I'd love to talk. Okay, let me read a few housekeeping announcements before we launch in. The first is there's going to be a Birds of a Feather lunch, the international lunch, and that's in the Tenor Room. So when you go out and you'll see a heap of food in front of you, I believe, but ignore that food. Go to the left and kind of tend around to the left. And somewhere far over there, there's another heap of food, and the international lunch will gather around that. It's in the Tenor Room. I think you probably could pick up a little food if you wanted, but there will be more there. So anyone that's interested in international collaboration and participation, that's going to be at noon today. Tomorrow, for the travel grant people, anyone that's interested or participating through a travel grant, we'll be having breakfast in the same room. The third point is we're going to have a very nice tour of the NAP, and I'm going to lay out kind of the schedule for this. They have ripped up some of the sidewalk between here and there. It's a pretty short walk to get there, but it's a longer walk if you fall in a hole. So please go to the opposite side of the road and don't walk where they're ripping up the sidewalks. Okay, and the fourth point, you really want to pay attention on this one. This is kind of a surprise. Checkout time is 11 o'clock in this hotel, unless you ask them to have it be later. So it's either 11 o'clock today or 11 o'clock tomorrow or whenever, but it's an awkwardly early time, unless you ask them to have it delayed for you. So be careful about the checkout. I would like to thank Florida International University, who's acted as our local host here. All the planning and hospitality has been figured out by Jason Liu and Julio Ibarra from the university, and we'd like to thank them very much. And we're lucky to have Dr. Amir Mamirin here to give a welcoming speech. He is actually the executive dean at this point and professor in the engineering department. Can we all please thank Florida International University? Those of you who were giving demos realized that this was a pretty challenging room in which to put on demos, and Florida International University staff actually did an enormous amount of help setting everything up, bringing extra cables, Ethernet cables, power cables, all kinds of stuff. And so thank you very much to Eric Johnson and Steve Luis from FIU for all their help. And also Heidi Dempsey from the GPO, who spent days here trying to get things all squared away. So thank you. And finally, the NAP tour, I think, is going to be extremely interesting. This is one of the biggest network access points around. It connects North America to South America. And we're very fortunate to have a tour of it. So I'd like to thank John Ema, the director of Terramark, for allowing this tour. It's a bit unusual to get inside facilities like this. And again, Julio Ibarra and Jason actually did all the work to make sure we could do this. So thank you very much for that. Okay, here's the basic conference plan. And I think you can discern this from your agenda. Basically, we're going to have a morning of plenary talks. Something that various people have said is they would like to have more time to talk informally between things. Things were a bit tightly scheduled before, and so we have longer breaks and more breaks so that you can have coffee and chat with each other and so on. Lunch will be around 12 to 1. As I mentioned, the international lunch, for those who are interested, is around in the tenor room. Then there's more cluster meetings. These started yesterday afternoon, followed by working group meetings. And please consult your agenda for which working groups meet when. We've kind of struggled between having a serial version. A lot of people want to go to many or all of the working groups. But on the other hand, that would be a very long conference if we did that. So we're running them in parallel. We're always interested in kind of your feedback about which one should be in parallel with which. Then Thursday, there's breakfast, again, in the tenor room for the travel grant people. And working group meetings, again, tomorrow morning. Then each of the clusters, we hope, will prepare a few slides, a slide or two, on where the cluster is, what it intends to be doing next, and kind of outbrief to all of us tomorrow morning. So we can all get some kind of view of, here's where the various clusters are at, here's where they're thinking about, here's what they intend to do next. And then there'll be kind of what I hope will be our usual time, comment time, where people can stand up and rant or ask questions or demand changes or what have you, and then wrap up. And part of the wrap up, just as a teaser, I will give kind of a breakdown of the proposals we've received in solicitation two, you know, how we're binning them, kind of timelines, and then look forward to, you know, what's going to be happening in the next, say, 6 months or so. Then I think it's starting at 2. Please check your agenda. We're having a nap tour. I think probably 2 nap tours. And so everybody should have signed up by now if you're interested, but you never know. Maybe somebody didn't show up. So if you want to go and forgot to sign up, why don't you check with the people, you know, out at the desk, EDJ. Okay, let me introduce, this is kind of a big and awkwardly shaped room, the Genie Working Group chairs. Could you guys stand up? Arise, arise, arise. So it is actually a terrific hassle to be a Genie Working Group chair, and it really, these are the guys who somehow make everything happen. So again, if you're willing to applaud, please, you know, thank you very much. I will mention that the working group chairs have a 2-year duration, and that I think it's that time is ending sometime in the fall. So those of you who are interested in being working group chairs and feel that you don't have enough hassles in your life, please talk to, actually, Aaron Falk would be a good person to talk to about that. We will actively be looking for new working group chairs. Let me also ask the National Science Foundation folks in the room to stand up. Ty Zanotti, Victor Frost, Victor, Susie Iacono, and Gracie Narchow. There they all are. And there are a whole bunch of others back at DC who are busy probably evaluating your proposals is what they're busy doing. And finally, can I ask the Genie Project Office staff to stand up, just so you know what they look like. Okay, where is Cordell? I'd like to specially call out Cordell in that corner. Cordell, we pried him away from his contracts, and so he's here. If you have any questions about your contracts, Cordell is the man. So, everybody, don't get them all on, you know, don't pile on all at once, one after another. Just keep on it. Okay, and that's that. I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Amir Mamiran, who will be giving a welcoming speech. As I mentioned, he's the executive dean at the College of Engineering and Computing at FIU and a civil engineer. So thank you very much again, Amir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Chip. I would like to, on behalf of Florida International University, College of Engineering and Computing in the School of Computing Information Sciences, welcome you to Miami and welcome you to the home of FIU. And I hope the next couple of days would be delightful, informative, and very productive. As Chip mentioned, as a civil engineer, I am somewhat familiar with the efforts that NSF has put together in many of the engineering fields, the leadership that NSF has provided, and probably the most closest one that would be similar to this effort would be the NEES, which is the Network for Earthquake Engineering Simulation. And the success that NEES has had over the last several years reminds me that once again, I want to commend NSF and the Cognizant Program Officers from NSF who are here today, and as Chip mentioned, many others that are back in DC working on your proposals, which hopefully with all this stimulus money, all of them will get funded. Success of these programs really come from the leadership that NSF provides, and I think that the BBN and the Genie program will undoubtedly, in my mind, would develop something similar so that we'll be able to bring together the next generation of the network, both from the engineering side, from the technology and the science side, as well as the impact on the society. I know what you do has the greatest impact on the society. I think probably 10 years ago, everybody were giving an analogy of information highway to the internet. I think now highways are too small a word to describe what the internet and the information highways are of the future. We know for sure that in 10 to 15 years, things are going to change significantly, and what you do today is going to bring about those changes, the rapid changes of the future. I want to just say a couple words about Florida International University. We have over 38,000 students. We're the public urban research university in Miami. And the work that we do in engineering, in computer science, is funded primarily by the National Science Foundation and many other federal agencies. Our School of Computing Information Sciences proudly hosts and organizes the efforts that are related to computer science and from the SAIS program, especially the CREST Center as well as the PIRE. And we're delighted to be hosting this event. And once again, I would like to welcome you all to Miami. I hope you take advantage of the opportunities. I see that your next several meetings are going to be in Seattle, Salt Lake City. And I know this might be your last opportunity to get a glimpse of the beaches. So I hope that you get all that Miami has to offer. And if you have time, probably before or after the NAP tour on Thursday, I would like to invite you to come and visit our campus, beautiful campus on west side of Miami. Once again, welcome, and I hope you have a productive meeting the next couple of days. Thank you.
You gonna help me up here?
Well, now it's a pleasure to introduce a friend of many of us, Dr. Ty Zanotti, who is the DD of Computer and Network Systems in SAIS. And Ty, without further ado.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chip. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be here and welcome you on behalf of the SAIS group, the people who are here as well as the people who are back in DC. So I just want to share with you a few thoughts about Genie and what it means to NSF. Okay, as soon as the technology, here we go. Good. So again, my name is Ty Zanotti. I'm the Division Director of Computer and Network Systems. I've been in NSF for about a year and a half. It's actually my second term. I have been there before as a program director. And as you know, just like any big idea or any transformative thinking, Genie emanated from the idea of a small group of people. And I am delighted, and I you know, along with the team at NSF, to report that Genie is now a fully functional enterprise. I think we moved forward and we achieved few things. There are lots of documents that have been written to define exactly what Genie is supposed to do. The control framework architecture, lots of work has been done there. The systems requirement, there have been already two solicitations for funding, and we have funded already exciting projects that team up academia and industry to look at the issues that Genie is trying to address and to solve, and that's very positive. The other dimension of Genie is network science and engineering. Some of you may recognize that top sentence there. That's the challenge our AD, Jeanette Wang, put forth to the community. And then basically the science story of Genie. And the goal there is to try to find out if there is a science for us to understand the complexity of our system so that we can build them in a way that we can adapt their behavior to whenever this emergent behavior occurs and be able to mitigate its effects. So it's about the science that captures the multi-scale nature of all these temporal, spatial, and functional aspects of complex networks. So the NETSI group, I'm pleased to report that the NETSI group has been working hard on this for a couple of years right now. And they held multiple workshops, different sub-communities, and so on and so forth, looked at different aspects of networking, and then brought their thinking and their vision about what networks are going to look like in the future. And again, it's with great pleasure that I report that the first draft of this network science and engineering document has been submitted to NSF. We'll be looking at this. This draft is the synthesis of all these workshops that took place over the last year or so. So that's a very positive. Now, when I think about Genie, one of the things I wanted to do is actually, I don't know how many people are familiar with the Wordle document. So it's essentially, it's a toy piece of software that will allow you to input text, and basically it provides you or sends back to you a cloud of words like this. And the preponderance of the word in the original text basically is highlighted by the size in a way. So you can see obviously Genie is what I've done actually, I've taken a lot of documents that the GPO has produced, and then I fed them to this engine, and then it gave me back this cloud of words. And you can see that Genie is there because Genie happens to be repeated multiple times. But there are two words that caught my attention that I would like to elaborate on a little bit. The first one is community, and the second one is innovation. You can see innovation is to the left side, and community is really underneath Genie. So I thought innovation is such a big thing for Genie. It's actually part of the Genie name. So okay, and innovation is really cannot happen unless we have creativity. We have people who have visions, and have people who actually have a new way of thinking about artifacts and networks and systems in general. And so in a way, creativity is the source and expression of new ideas and solutions. And innovation is really the successful implementation of this new idea, but that only can happen with the agreement from a collective or a community of people like ours, okay? So Genie for me is this catalyst for innovation. It's for us an instrument that will allow us to do the science that we cannot do now because of all these restrictions and constraints that are put on us by different parties, you know, from ISPs to all the way to maybe applications to service providers and so on and so forth. Okay, so it's if you think about what we've done as a community, you know, through the internet we have shown that we can change the world, and in a very profound way. And you look at computing in general, we have transformed the world in many ways. Look at the ubiquitous computing, look at the internet and the services that currently we're providing. And I think of Genie, it's for us another opportunity to do this again. I mean, it's wonderful to think about Genie this way. It's especially wonderful for the new generation to emulate what the previous generation has done and enable yet another spectacular, amazing artifact such as the internet. Okay. So the other word that caught my attention is community. I want you to think of Genie as a community project. No individual person, no small group of people can enable Gini. It's through our collective thinking as a community that we can make Gini happen. We've done it in the past to a certain extent. We've done it with the internet. We can do it again. So I want to finish with this thought. On my left-hand side, I'm sure many of you have seen this graphs before. On the left-hand side, it's really the first graph of the internet. I don't know exactly who did this, but that's one of the very first time that people sat down and then put a topology on a piece of paper of the internet. You can see that's basically four nodes, basically, and a bunch of terminals attached to those nodes. Well, that's not the story. The story is there are a group of people who believed in a vision, who said packet switching is the way to go, and circuit switching is not good for data. That's really a paradigm shift, in my opinion. And because of their belief and because of their vision, in a way, they moved from that to a complex system, which is today the internet. So my question to you, can we do this again? My answer is yes, we can. Okay? And that's really the thought I want to leave you with. Again, I would like to thank you very, very much for coming here and being part of history. I hope that you reach out and touch history so you can become part of it. I would like to tell you that NSF is fully supportive of this project. It means a lot for SISE. And we're counting on you and your collective thinking to make this happen. Again, thank you very much.